It's been a long day on the bike. The sun is going down. It's time to get some sleep. Now, you've got a choice. You can stop at a hotel, you can rent a cabin, you can find an Airbnb. I used to think that after riding all day, the best I could do was to find a place to recover from the ride. After 600 miles on the road, you feel it. Your butt's sore, your back's throbbing, your neck and shoulders are stiff. I need some relief. Or you could make a different decision. Roll out a tent next to your motorcycle and sleep under the same sky you've been riding beneath all day. Most riders think that choice is about comfort. I used to think that way, but now I don't think so. I think that choice changes the entire experience. And after years of motorcycle travel, I've become convinced that some of the most memorable experiences of a motorcycle trip happen after you stop riding. I used to think that the last place I wanted to be after a long day on a bike was on the ground in a tent. Today, I want to talk about motorcycle camping. Not because it's cheaper, not because it's trendy, not because it's another excuse to buy more gear we absolutely don't need. Although, let's be real, most riders have never met a motorcycle accessory they couldn't justify. No, I want to talk about moto camping because I think it changes the riding experience in a way that most riders never fully appreciate. I'm going to talk about the experience, the science, the benefits, and even some of the gear that can make sleeping outside on the ground a bit more comfortable. And by the end of this video, I think you'll understand why sleeping beside your motorcycle might be one of the most meaningful things that you can do on a motorcycle trip. Welcome back, Renegades, for another hangout. In our hangouts, we discuss stories from the saddle, motorcycling experiences, and biker-related topics. Let's get to it. If you're new here, welcome. Around here, we don't just ride, we go a little deeper. First, let's talk about why most riders never try moto camping. Most riders are comfortable riding hundreds of miles in a day. We'll ride through rain, we'll ride through heat, we'll ride through crosswinds, we'll ride through traffic, we'll ride through construction zones designed by people who clearly hate motorcycles. But for some reason, the idea of sleeping outside feels like crossing a line. I understand it. Hotels are comfortable. They're predictable. They're climate controlled. They have hot showers. They have beds. Beds are nice. I'm not anti-bed. But I think something interesting happens when we end every day of adventure by returning to comfort. Think about it. Motorcycling already strips away many of the barriers between us and the world. You feel the temperature. You smell the air. You notice changes in elevation. You can smell rain before you see it. You experience the world instead of watching it through a windshield. Then, after a full day of immersion, many of us retreat into a room that completely disconnects us from the environment we've spent all day exploring. It's almost like reading 90% of a great book and then skipping the ending. The ride becomes the experience. The destination becomes the experience. But the night becomes a pause between experiences. Motorcycle camping changes that. The experience doesn't stop when the kickstand goes down. In many ways, it deepens. That leads to a much bigger question. Why does sleeping outside feel so different? The answer turns out to be far more interesting than you might expect. Now, I'm going to talk about camping, regular camping. Like, pack your stuff in a van or trailer and head off into the wilderness. When I was a kid, I camped a lot, family trips and vacations. I was a Boy Scout and camped every few weeks with the troop and attended week-long summer camps. Even as an adult, I continued to camp at least a couple of times a year. For years, I thought I enjoyed camping because I liked adventure, and I do. but there's more going on than that. Scientists have spent decades studying what happens when human beings spend extended time in natural environments. What they've discovered is fascinating. Sleeping outside changes your brain, not metaphorically, literally. Let's start with your circadian rhythm. Your body has an internal clock. Unfortunately, modern life does everything possible to confuse it. Artificial lighting, televisions, computer screens, cell phones, street lights. That little glowing rectangle we all swear we're only going to check for 5 minutes before bed. Then somehow it's an hour later and we're watching a video about a guy restoring a tractor from 1947. Camping removes a lot of that. The sun goes down, the world gets dark, your brain begins producing melatonin naturally. Then morning arrives, sunlight hits your eyes, serotonin production increases. Your internal clock begins to realign itself with natural cycles. And the results can be surprisingly dramatic. People often report sleeping better after only a couple of nights outdoors. They wake up feeling refreshed, alert, clear-headed. And that's only the beginning, because nature affects much more than sleep. Have you ever noticed how calm you feel beside a river, or sitting around a campfire, or listening to wind move through the trees? There's a reason. Natural environments activate the parasympathetic nervous system. This is the system responsible for what researchers call rest and digest, the opposite of fight or flight. Blood pressure decreases, muscle tension decreases, stress hormones begin dropping. Your body starts shifting into recovery mode. The interesting thing is that many of us spend most of our lives doing exactly the opposite. Notifications, traffic, news, emails, bills, responsibilities. Modern life often keeps us in a low-grade state of stress. Not enough to notice, but enough to accumulate. Motorcycle trips help interrupt that cycle. Moto camping amplifies it, because now you're not just visiting nature, you're living in it. Even if only for a night, the effects can be surprisingly powerful, which brings me to one of the most memorable nights I've spent on a motorcycle trip. And I can promise you this, it wasn't memorable because it was comfortable. One night we were camping near the south end of Flaming Gorge. The forecast suggested we might get a little rain. And by a little rain, apparently the weather service meant good luck. The rain started, then the wind showed up. Then the wind introduced itself. And the wind decided we were enemies. The tent was getting hammered. I was away from camp exploring the cliffs, and the tent got flipped upside down. By the time I made it back to camp, it was dark. Everything was wet. The ground was wet. The gear was wet. My sleeping bag was wet. The air was wet. At one point, I think the rain was actually raining sideways. I didn't have a choice. I righted the tent and crawled into my wet bedding with my wet clothes and hoped for the best. I woke up around 2 a.m. Cold. Very cold. The kind of cold that gets your attention immediately. I was shivering uncontrollably. The kind of cold where your brain starts calculating exactly how many decisions led to this moment. I was experiencing the early stages of hypothermia. Not severe, but enough that I knew I needed to address it. So there I am, 2 a.m, in a storm where the closest form of civilization was at least a half an hour away over twisty mountain roads in driving rain. There's no escape button, no game reset. I'm just in it, trying to reorganize sleeping gear in a tent that's already been tossed around by the wind. Not exactly the glamorous adventure footage you see in travel brochures. I rearranged everything. I pulled my soaking wet wool blanket into my sleeping bag and wrapped it around me as tight as I could. I had to improvise the best possible sleep system in terrible conditions, with everything already soaked. Eventually, I got warm, comfortably warm. Then I drifted back to sleep. Now, here's the strange part. This is why that night stays with me. When I woke up the next morning, I didn't want to get out of the tent. The sun was up, the birds were singing, the storm had passed, the air felt clean, the world felt fresh. And somehow, after one of the roughest nights I'd spent on a motorcycle trip, I felt completely restored, connected, present, refreshed. The contrast was incredible. Just a few hours earlier, I had been questioning my life decisions, and now I was laying there listening to birds and thinking life was pretty good. That experience taught me something important. Comfort isn't always what restores us. Sometimes challenge restores us. Sometimes overcoming difficulty restores us. Sometimes experiences that leave the deepest mark are the ones that demanded something from us. Which raises another question. Why do those difficult moments often become our favorite memories? Think back to your writing experiences. What stories do you tell? We rarely tell stories about the perfectly average day. Nobody gathers around a campfire and says, "Let me tell you about the time absolutely nothing happened." We tell stories about challenges, the storm, the breakdown, the wrong turn, the unexpected obstacles, the day everything went sideways, because those experiences force us to engage fully in the moment. They require problem solving, adaptation, self-reliance, presence, and motorcycle camping creates opportunities for those moments. Not because camping is suffering, let's not get ridiculous, we're not climbing Everest. We're sleeping near a motorcycle. But camping does remove some layers of convenience, and in doing so, it reveals things about ourselves, things we often overlook in everyday life. Which brings us to what might be the most valuable aspect of moto camping, solitude. There's a quote I've come to believe is true. Sometimes on a motorcycle you find yourself in the middle of nowhere. But sometimes on a motorcycle in the middle of nowhere, you find yourself. I think moto camping creates more opportunities for that than most any other riding experience. Modern life gives us almost unlimited ways to avoid being alone with our thoughts. Phones, television, streaming services, social media, podcasts, music, news, notifications. We can fill every waking moment with input if we choose. And some of us do. Then one evening you find yourself sitting next to a motorcycle at a campsite. The sun is setting, the light is dying. The phone signal is weak, and suddenly there's nowhere to go, nothing to do, nothing demanding your attention, just you. For some people, that's uncomfortable. For others, it's freeing. I've experienced both, but over time, I've come to appreciate those moments. The longer I ride, the more I value them, because there are questions that only seem to get answered when the noise finally stops. Not motorcycle questions, life questions. Questions about priorities, relationships, goals, direction. The kind of questions that tend to get drowned out by everyday life. That may be one of the greatest hidden benefits of motorcycle camping. It creates space. Space for reflection. Space for clarity. Space to hear yourself think. And if that sounds a little philosophical, stay with me, because there's another layer to this. One that I don't think gets talked about nearly enough. We've become so surrounded by noise that silence almost feels uncomfortable. But nature isn't silent. It's just a different kind of sound. Some of my favorite memories aren't roads. They're sounds. falling asleep to wind moving through the trees, water rushing through a nearby stream, crickets singing after sunset, frogs calling from somewhere in the darkness, the distant rustle of leaves, then waking up to birds announcing the sunrise before you've even opened your eyes. No alarm clock, no ringtone, no calendar reminder. Just nature informing you that a new day has begun. It's amazing how quickly those sounds start feeling normal. It's equally amazing how artificial much of our daily environment begins to feel when you return home. The funny thing is, we often think we're escaping discomfort when we choose a hotel over a campsite. And sometimes that's absolutely the right choice. After enough miles, enough weather, enough days on the road, a hot shower and a comfortable mattress can feel like a gift from heaven. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. I enjoy hotels too. This isn't an argument against hotels. It's an argument for occasionally choosing something different. Because hotels provide comfort. Campsites provide immersion. And those aren't the same thing. One helps you recover from the experience. The other becomes part of the experience. Now, eventually every camping discussion turns to gear. And I get it. Bikers love gear. We'll spend 6 months researching a product we could have purchased in 15 minutes. Then we'll buy it and immediately begin researching its replacement. It's one of our gifts, or curses. People often ask what I use for moto camping. Personally, I use the Wingman of the Road Toucan. What I like about it is that it's designed specifically around motorcycle travel. The tent, the mattress, the sleeping system, everything rolls together in one package. At the end of a long riding day, setup is quick. And at the beginning of a riding day, packing is also quick. That's important because when you're tired, simplicity matters. It also provides enough room to actually be comfortable, which becomes more important every year for some reason I prefer not to discuss. What I don't want people to take away from this video is that they need a specific tent. They don't. The best camping setup is the one that gets you outside. A quality hiking tent can work wonderfully. There are lightweight options, budget options, premium options. Every rider will eventually find what works for them. If there is something, I would strongly recommend it's a quality insulated sleeping pad. Never underestimate the ground. The ground is patient. The ground is relentless. The ground will steal your body heat all night long without apology. A good insulated pad isn't luxury. It's part of staying warm, part of staying comfortable, part of staying safe. Beyond that, don't overcomplicate things. Too many riders spend years preparing for a trip they could have taken this weekend. Perfection is the enemy of adventure. At some point, you've got to stop researching and start riding. Earlier, I mentioned that moto camping isn't about saving money, and it isn't. Although occasionally your wallet might appreciate it. What it's really about is expanding the motorcycle experience. Think about the different ways riders deepen their relationship with riding. Some riders focus on performance, track days, advanced skills, pushing themselves and the machines to the limit. Others focus on distance, long tours, cross-country adventures, iron butt rides. Others chase remote roads. Backcountry exploration, unmapped places, motorcycle camping adds another dimension. It extends the experience beyond the ride itself. The motorcycle becomes more than transportation. It becomes part of a temporary lifestyle for a night, for a weekend, for a week, for a month. The line between travel and daily life starts to blur. You stop merely visiting places. You begin living in them, even if only briefly. And I think that changes people. Not dramatically, not overnight, but gradually, trip by trip, camp by camp, sunrise by sunrise. If you've never tried motorcycle camping, I want to challenge you to do it once. Just once. Not because you'll become a full-time camper. Maybe you won't. Not because you'll sell your house and disappear into the wilderness. Probably don't do that. Just once. Spend the night outside. After a long day of riding, watch the sunset. Listen to the darkness arrive. Wake up with the sun. See how you feel. Maybe you'll decide it's not for you. That's fine. But I suspect many riders will discover something they've been missing. Not because camping is magical, not because nature has mystical powers, but because modern life has created so much separation between us and the world that even a small amount of reconnection feels profound. Motorcycles are already one of the best tools we have for reconnecting. Motorcycle camping simply takes that experience one step further. Now, I'm curious about your experiences. What's the most memorable place you've ever woken up after a motorcycle ride? Maybe it was a campground. Maybe it was a hotel. Maybe it was the side of the road. Maybe it was somewhere halfway across the country. Let me know down in the comments. I read every one of them, and I'd love to hear your story. Motorcycling changes you. Most riders already know that. The miles change you. The roads change you. The people you meet change you. The places you visit change you. But sometimes, the most meaningful part of the journey happens after the riding stops. Sometimes it happens when the sun goes down, when the tent goes up, and the world gets quiet. And for a little while, you're exactly where you're supposed to be. Speaking of experiences that change how we think about how we ride, riders often talk about hard riding. It's one of those phrases almost every biker has heard. But what exactly makes a ride hard? Is it distance, weather, terrain, fatigue, or something else entirely? If you want to know why bikers refer to some rides as hard riding, stick around and hang out a while longer by clicking this video. If you'd rather get out there on the road, this video is for you. Remember, somewhere on a motorcycle, you may find yourself in the middle of nowhere. But sometimes on a motorcycle, in the middle of nowhere, you'll find yourself. I'll see you out on the road.